Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this fifth Sunday after the Epiphany. Last week, we began with a diversion from the lectionary, recounting God's creating activity as he established the world in which we live. Today's reading from the prophet Isaiah returns us to consider God's power, not only in creating, but in sustaining, supporting, and guiding the world. He has brought princes and rulers to power and back to nothing. But to the faithful, they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. Faith in the redeeming work of the Messiah saves us as we hear that the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. A hymn text dating from the 4th century is set in the hymn, "We Praise You and Acknowledge You."
A reading from the 40th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Do you not know? Do you not hear? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain, and spreads them like a tent to dwell in, who brings princes to nothing and makes the rulers of the earth as emptiness. Scarcely are they planted, scarcely sown, scarcely has their stem taken root in the earth, when he blows on them and they wither, and the tempest carries them off like stubble. To whom then will you compare me, that I should be like him, says the Holy One? Lift up your eyes on high and see who created these. He who brings out their host by number, calling them all by name, by the greatness of his might, and because he is strong in power, not one is missing. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might he increases strength. Even youths shall faint and be weary, and young men shall fall exhausted. But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
In our epistle reading for today, St. Paul presents a complex argument to show the Corinthians that God called him. He did not invent the gospel that he is preaching, nor will he compromise any of it, but will spare no effort to present it to everyone who will hear him. We hear of this gospel in the hymn, "What Wondrous Love Is This."
A reading from the 9th chapter of the first letter of St. Paul to the church in Corinth. For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel, for if I do this of my own will, I have a reward, but if not of my own will, I am still entrusted with a stewardship. What then is my reward? That in my preaching I may present the gospel free of charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air. But I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
The Gospel reading for today, giving an account in the early ministry of Jesus, shows the great power of God over diseases and demons. Jesus had just come from teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum, where he had cast out an unclean spirit from a man. Going to the home of Simon and Andrew, again disregarding the Sabbath restriction on doing work, he healed Simon's mother. When the Sabbath had ended, many brought the sick and demon-possessed to Jesus for healing. In the hymn, "Praise the One Who Breaks the Darkness," we hear of the many kinds of healing accomplished by God.
A reading from the first chapter of the Gospel according to St. Mark. And they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath he entered the synagogue and was teaching. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one who had authority, and not as the scribes. And immediately there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Be silent, and come out of him." And the unclean spirit, convulsing him and crying out with a loud voice, came out of him. And they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." And at once his fame spread everywhere throughout all the surrounding region of Galilee. And immediately he left the synagogue and entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law lay ill with a fever, and immediately they told him about her. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown they brought to him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak, because they knew him.
Praise the One who breaks the darkness with a liberating light.
Praise the One who frees the prisoners, turning blindness into sight.
Praise the One who preached the gospel, healing every dread disease,
calming storms and feeding thousands with the very bread of peace.
Praise the One who blessed the children strong and gentle word.
Praise the One who drove out demons with a piercing two-edged sword.
Praise the One who brings cool water to the desert's burning sand.
From this rise comes living
Thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service, which takes place at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Bible study and Sunday school for all ages are offered immediately following the service. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. please contact the church office for more information at 574-896-2025. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, please know that God is always there for you.